It is the classic Vermont conundrum, how to protect the picturesque quality of a community yet promote economic development. Right now, it's a debate that's playing out in Dorset, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Steve and Brian walks across the grassy lawn of the Barrows House, an historic 19th century inn on 6 acres in Dorset.
Where we're looking now is what would be the proposed location.
Brian's pointing to where he hopes to build a new 4,500-square-foot event barn, which he says will enable the inn to host larger weddings and midweek corporate events year-round.
At one level, it's insurance policy because it allows us to have a more predictable business model during peak times and then increases the chances for, you know, off-season winter business.
Bryant believes the new barn will blend in well with the White Clapboard Inn, one of many elegant old buildings on a street filled with grand porches and stately columns. But others in town aren't convinced, and many, like resident Rich Latour, are furious that town officials want to change zoning limits on new construction in the area, expanding the current limit of 2,000 square feet to 4,500.
You look around, you think it's absolutely beautiful. You know, what is one new modern building going to do to the town? The zoning changes will stay in effect, and eventually it will get built out the way Disneyland was built out. If you want to live in a historic area, you have to leave it just the way it is.
Latour and others gathered enough signatures to bypass the select board and put the proposed zoning bylaws, which impact several parts of Dorset, before voters. Carol Donnelly says she and her family moved to Dorset 10 years ago to get away from the very things she fears the new zoning changes would allow, like self-storage units and other large commercial structures.
Perhaps that's naive to think that something can stay the same. I don't really want to see Dorset stagnate.
But those in favor of the changes say that's exactly what may happen if they don't provide more flexibility to local businesses, many of which were hurt by the recent recession. Sarah Buckley, a local real estate agent, says home sales in Dorset have finally rebounded from a low in 2010, but she says prices in the area haven't budged in a decade. She says the Central Village is doing much better than it was a few years ago, and she says it's important to support the local businesses like the Barrows House that are part of that renaissance. Brooks Addington, a member of the Dorset Planning Commission, agrees.
You know, there's an exclusivity factor that people love, that they don't want. They want to maintain the quaintness, and we all do. But the businesses do need to survive, and we do need to have traffic coming through town. We do need to have people coming and spending money in the stores and going to the art galleries or the theaters and staying at the inns, or there won't be any people in the future, and there won't be any community in the future. So there has to be a balance.
An informational meeting will be held tonight in Dorset. Voters will weigh in tomorrow. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Dorset.